It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Camp underway across the NFL. We've got some headlines before Heather's news. The NFL news centers around holdouts in San Francisco. John, it's Trent Williams, 36-year-old first-team All-Pro, holding out.
You gotta love a little drama in everybody else's camp, especially since we get a chance to, you know, sit atop our pedestal and look down upon everyone, even though they, you know, beat us in the NFC Championship game. But
it's about the future, John, not the past.
Yeah, Ayuk still not practicing, has reported, and then yesterday we hear Trent Williams didn't even show up. 3 years left on his contract, but because we've seen Penei Sewell and a number of other of these tackles get paid, he wants more money.
He has no guarantees left in his contract. 36 years old.
3 years left on a deal that he signed.
CeeDee Lamb also holding out. Tom Pelissero reporting that Lamb was not on the team plane bound for Oxnard, California. He will be a holdout officially.
Yeah, and wasn't at mandatory minicamp, which is, as we've learned from Aaron Rodgers, $50K fine. And it is $50K a day that you are not, if you're under contract, and CeeDee Lamb is, $50,000 a day, as well as you're not getting a chance to work with Dak Prescott. And these guys are veterans, right? I don't think every single day at practice is going to be a big deal, but how far into camp does this go, and what does it mean in the locker room? What are the conversations about those guys that are there, that are putting in the work, but you got a superstar holding out? I've never, as a player, I was never mad at players that held out. It's their business. Hey, you got to make a business decision, do what you got to do. We'll welcome you back. But not everybody has that same perspective.
Your athletic prime is small, relatively. Yep. Your chance to cash in, even smaller. Yep.
Risk of injury, high.
So, game of football, violent. Yep. You've heard that before. The Steelers quarterback room, a lot of anticipation about what they're going to do with Fields and Russell Wilson. Mike Tomlin said they will split the reps. When asked how, he said, quote, very carefully, with a sly smile.
Yes. And then he went on to ask if they were going to ask these questions every single day. And you could feel a collective nod from everybody until he makes a decision on who that starting quarterback is going to be.
Jordan Love, quarterback, is at practice but not practicing as he gets set to get the richest contract in NFL history. He's looking to get paid.
Hey, like I said yesterday, I love Love. Just hold out. Get what you need. Meetings are one thing, and he's there. This presence is important. We talked about that. Again, I'll bring up Aaron Rodgers. When he wasn't there at mandatory minicamp, your presence matters. So it does matter that he is in camp, but he is still not there getting the arm ready, getting ready with the offense, and it's still a topic of conversation. It's a distraction.
J-Mo. On the practice field, the holdout situation, splitting defenders, puking after a big play, letting it all hang out at practice. He was a standout for the Lions on day one. You love to hear it.
Oh, you certainly do. This is a monster, I repeat, monster year for J-Mo. Not just for the team, but for himself individually, because next offseason, they've got to decide whether they want to pick up that fifth-year option or not. He's got to go out there and show that he is worth what they will be paying. Not that he's worth the number 12 overall pick, but he is worth that extra year of control, and he's going to add to this offense. He's got a great opportunity. It's all right there.
Beat writers could confirm it was not because he ate that combination of Oreo McFlurry and Cheetos that caused him to barf yesterday on the field. Last note, Joe Burrow looks like Eminem. He's back. Guess who's back? Back again. Burrow's back with a bleached blonde buzz cut, making him look like Slim Shady.
At least he had the back on all of his clothes. Like, we didn't, you know, he didn't have that in the fashion world that we saw in the offseason. I don't know. He's got kind of weird. He's gone from this kid who had a great story in college, wins the Heisman, one of the best Heisman speeches you will ever hear. Everybody was cheering for him. Then he's drafted by the hometown Bengals. Grew up, what, a stone's throw from the stadium. Originally went to Ohio State. Goes to the Super Bowl. Everybody loves Joe Burrow.
Why don't we love this? We
now
don't love Eminem.
Now he's weird.
What's wrong with looking like Eminem?
He's just weird.
It's not the weirdest hairstyle.
Well, it's everything that has led up to, like, some of his attire.
Okay, but he didn't pick the shirtless. That was, like, somebody picked that for him to wear.
And he is a handsome individual.
Sure.
So being a part of a fashion show, I understand. But it's like the game day attire. Like, that's gotten a little bit weird as well.
And those are some NFL headlines. Let's get to Heather's news.
You can say goodbye to those digital license plates. I've actually never met anybody who has one.
Yeah.
But they do exist, but they're going away. Michigan is ending its agreement with this digital license plate company, which means that the company will have to stop selling these license plates to Michigan drivers, and anyone with a current plate from the company will need to stop using it as well after their registration expires. They're really expensive. I mean, you can get a license plate for $5. I've never seen one on a vehicle, just in the photos. I remember when they came out several years ago talking about them, that you could go and purchase one. In 2022, Michigan became the third state to allow the use of digital plates, and the state quickly entered this agreement with a company called Reviver, right? Well, apparently they were not actually keeping up with some of the terms they agreed to. They weren't supposed to use these new graphics, but they were using graphics they weren't supposed to. They were also not checking the registration status of the customers before issuing their license plates. Anyway, it sounds like a whole mess. So basically, goodbye.
Bye.
If you wanted one. Yeah,
if you got one,
you snoozed, you lose.
Enjoy it while you have it.
Exactly. But ridiculous. Like, when they first came out, they were anywhere from $861 to over $1,000. And then
ridiculous. We've never seen one.
Yeah, right.
Why?
Yeah.
And then there was also like a subscription fee later on you could pay.
I have a question.
Yes, John.
How many did they actually sell?
It doesn't say, but
I like those questions.
I've never seen one, so it couldn't be that many. I don't know. The Gordie Howe International Bridge officially links Detroit to Windsor. The U.S. and Canadian sides of the bridge have been connected, marking the bridge as an official border crossing. Completion is set for the fall of 2025, but American and Canadian leaders are celebrating, right? So the crossing is now the longest cable-stayed bridge in North America, and workers logged around 13 million hours since construction began in the summer of 2018. They said they had about 2,000 workers on the site each day.
Mm.
It's a lot of people.
It looks cool. Have you guys seen it at all?
I have not.
No.
It looks super cool.
Does it?
Yeah.
So next, obviously, they're going to do, paving the roadways, guardrails, electrical systems, things like that, which is pretty sweet. This is really nice, a really nice gesture. We all know we've talked a lot about this Melvindale police officer who was killed in the line of duty. He's going to be laid to rest on Friday. And also on that same day, there's a Metro Detroit business that's going to be raising money to help his family. So there's a special fundraiser that is being held at the Westbourne Car Washes in Dearborn and Dearborn Heights. And they say they're going to be donating 50% of their proceeds from both locations, and they're going to be giving it to that officer's family. And car washes there range from $8 to $18. So, I mean, you could go and bring every single car you have in the family, or you could just
leave a big
going
tip.
Around,
or just keep going. Just keep going around, or leave a big tip. Or
rather than take a million loops around, just give them $50 instead, or $100,
exactly.
Whatever. It's a really nice gesture.
A very, very nice gesture for sure.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Canadian wildfire smoke could be on its way to Michigan yet again. But they say it's not going to be nearly as bad as it was last year. But they do say there's a change in weather patterns over the Great Lakes. So
it's going to get pushed down here.
Yes, the smoke could be pushed down over Michigan. But like I said, they don't expect anything like it was. If there is even anything that you're going to
noticeable,
it's not going to be like it was last year when it was pretty noticeable. Inside Out 2, we went and saw it. It was the first movie we took Emily to.
Yeah.
She did great, lost attention about halfway through, but enjoyed being in a big recliner with a blanket and snacks. But it just became the highest grossing animated movie of all time with more than $1.4 billion. It's followed by Frozen 2, Super Mario Brothers, Frozen, and Incredibles 2.
Did you like it?
I did. I really liked the first one.
Yeah.
It was not as good as the first one to me, but I did think it was worth sitting through more than like some of the other kid movies.
She lost attention. So did you guys stay for the whole movie?
Yes, because she didn't. While she lost attention in the movie, she was totally content, just like curled up in a ball eating.
Yeah.
Like she just, she had a blanket. She thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But she just kind of like stared at the ceiling. It was a little too advanced for her, right? Like the concept of the movie is not for a 2-year-old. You need to be a little bit older.
Without spoiling it for people who
are. Have you ever seen Inside Out?
They're all emotions, right?
I mean, the kids
are
just...
Are you surprised that I haven't seen Inside Out? Like, you made a face.
I am, because I just think it's... Adults can go and see Pixar movies.
I'd like to introduce you to Jim Costa.
No, that's not a joke.
Who hates kids.
I mean, these movies before I had kids.
Yeah.
Colin and I would go see... see them in theaters.
But you're a nice person.
It's a good movie.
The mark of a nice person is not whether you've seen Inside Out 1 or 2, John.
I mean, she needs like a Cocoa Melon, right? Like, she needs a really little kid movie to keep her attention.
A Peppa Pig.
Yes. Like, this is pretty advanced for a 2-year-old.
Okay. It's Heather with the news and some advice.
Yeah. Go see it. Go see the first one.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.